you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or as a rerun here on the network, Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7. I did them in reverse. I messed myself up already. However you receiveth us, we appreciateth it on this hump day, Wednesday, February of the 27. All kinds of shit happening. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
Monroe! Name it. Name that line from the famous Monroe!
Yeah, I
didn't mean to scream.
I can't remember who the...
Do you remember the show?
You know, I don't know.
The actor?
Perfect Strangers.
Ted Knight. No,
No.
Not that new shit. Not that new school Perfect Strangers shit. I'm going old, man. Ted Knight, Too Close for Comfort, yelling at Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock, the man who...
He played Monroe.
Yeah, and Jim without a vowel.
Without a what?
Without a vowel. It was J.M.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
God damn, I didn't know that.
There probably was a Jim Bullock in SAG, The dude just was like, well, fuck it, okay. I'll just yank the eye.
Monroe!
Pluck the eye out of there.
God, do you remember watching that show? Too Close for Comfort?
That was one that we watched, I think.
God, I love that show so much.
I think my dad was into that in the reruns whenever it was on. I think it was on WGN.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think
you think it holds up today?
That's where I got a lot of my old sitcoms from, was WGN back in the day before it was a super-duper cable channel.
In Chicago?
That was the channel that I watched Bozo on in the morning.
Yeah. Bozo's Bucket Bonanza or Bucket Challenge or whatever the fuck.
Now it's MSNBC that I watch for Bozo's. Yes. Speaking of,
right?
Holy crap. It's
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Sorry.
Did you say your name?
No, I fucked my intro up. I just started thinking about Jim J. Bullock.
Oh, there you go.
Did Ted Knight.
Yeah. He's Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter machine. Speaking of, us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. We keep our eye holes attached to that on occasion. And
my eye holes.
Right now, in fact, I have open.
Yes.
Because this morning, we'll get to the headlines and stuff, which may actually be the headlines, who knows. But Donald Trump this morning, so much news today. First of all, a big announcement from the Tedley Cruz camp.
Hello.
And then Donald J. Trump looking or attempting to be quite presidential and reading a speech really... I don't think very well off of a teleprompter.
He looked presidential if the president was like 8 years old.
Yeah, this is how Trump delivered his speech. We have to realize that when there are, you know, I mean, he was awful. He was really awful.
You know who's presidential? Barack Obama. Listen to that motherfucker give a speech. He doesn't sound like that, does he?
And he was speaking in front of, I don't even know who the fuck he was speaking in front of, a bunch of, it was a think tank. What didn't they say on TV? Some Republican think tank.
I think it was actually a spank tank.
Which is actually a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Circle jerk?
No, a misnomer.
It's an oxymoron.
That's the word I was looking for. Republican think tank. So
it's a bunch of evil fuckers.
The Lindsey Graham, who you know, grudgingly,
Lindsay
is you know, just grabbing in. He's only given a hand job to Ted Cruz. Yeah, I don't think he can even bring himself to fillet him.
Okay,
because he hates him, but he's willing to vote Cruz to stop Trump.
Oh my God!
So Lindsey Graham was tweeting during the Trump speech, and you know, Lindsey Graham claims to be an expert on the foreign policy. They say that he's, you know,
and
because
straight.
He wants to bomb the fuck out of everything.
Oh yeah.
That therefore he's the biggest foreign policy dude out there.
What kind of foreign policy is that, by the way? Oh, we'll just burn it. We'll just bomb it into the Stone Age.
Right. That's- but even he was tweeting about the ridiculousness of Trump's foreign policy. When it started, Lindsey Graham tweeted, "Not sure." Oh wait. Not sure who's advising Trump on foreign policy, but I can understand why he's not revealing their names.
You're making him sound like too friendly or something like that.
That's why we like Lindsey Graham.
I know, but I feel like he gets
I mean, his policy is heinous. Yes, and he's a knuckle-dragging conservative dickwad, but he's a likable knuckle-dragging conservative dickwad. But he's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Don't you think after he gets out of office and zero fucks are given, he's going to be a lot more interesting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Barney Frank.
Oh, my God. He's going to be the Republicans' Barney Frank. Yeah. What do you think about that?
His next tweet says,
Lindsey.
Question number one for Trump.
Yes.
Are we sure the guy running the teleprompter has the pages in the right order?
That motherfucker.
Hashtag not making any sense.
Oh, that, I love it. Is it true in the movie Delta Burke is going to play Lindsey Graham?
His next. I don't think Delta's with us anymore, is she? Or wait, yes, she is.
She's dead. Or is she not?
Who's one of them?
Yes.
One of the sugar bakers is no longer with us from that. Now, that's
Designing
a sitcom
Women?
I never watched.
Designing Women? You never watched that?
It's just, I never watched
so
it.
So funny.
But the moments I saw of it, I thought were really fucking funny. Oh. But it's just one of those that I just never, you know, was like, oh, I got to watch Designing Women. It's kind of the same with Golden Girls. I love Golden Girls when I see it, but I never was at the point where I was like, oh, I got to watch Golden
we
Girls.
We got to get
I'm
that
gonna
shit.
I'm going to watch Golden Girls.
On
I'll watch Golden
on
Girls.
On Netflix? It's
funny.
It's brilliant. It's Designing Women is like Golden Girls, the younger years before they all retire and move to. That's what I feel. Designing Women was hilarious, but the Golden Girls, I mean, that to me, that's a sitcom right up there with like All in the Family and shit. I mean, B. Arthur just.
Did they ever jump the shark like when they started? Because what I liked about the earlier ones, I guess I saw. Was that everybody was just so nasty to everybody.
They were all.
And that's what was funny.
They never discontinued
conflict is
that.
Funny, right.
They never discontinued that. You
I
know
was
what?
Worried they might get very special Golden Girls later on. You
no,
know.
I mean, there was.
Didn't somebody get Alzheimer's one time or something?
Well,
and they
shit, I don't
they
remember.
They had a very special Golden Girls.
But, you know, the thing about the
B.
Golden.
Arthur got a.
Yeah.
B. Arthur kind got, of a yeast infection.
I don't think that was. Well, you know, every joke, here's the beauty of the Golden Girls.
I don't
Girls.
Think B. Arthur would be able to go into a bathroom in North Carolina without getting a cop yanking her out of there.
Well, without someone pushing
with
her in there.
With all due respect.
I mean, she is dead.
To the great B. Arthur. But did you see on the, by the way, on the social medias?
Yes.
Before I forget, there's a lesbian female who looks less female than male.
Okay.
Who got yanked out of a bathroom in North Carolina. By
yanked.
By a cop. There's pictures of a cop dragging this girl out, and she's looking at the camera like, I'm a girl.
Are they going to sue? I mean,
I don't know what's
surely
going on. Yeah, we'll find
sue.
That. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Oh, yes.
Golden
One
Girls.
More very important point about the Golden Girls. It never jumped the shark because they were too old to do anything else other than sit there and bitch at each other. I mean, nobody went off to college.
No Golden Girls girl band.
B. Arthur did get pregnant that one season, and they lost the baby immediately.
Oh,
yes. They didn't even have to. It just walked right out of her pussy. The baby was like, get me the fuck out of here. I'm dying. There's no nutrients left.
Lindsey Graham's next tweet.
Yeah. Oh, he should be in the Golden Girls.
Did teleprompter guy actually write the speech? Hashtag not making any sense.
Hey, Lindsey, you elitist fuck. You're assuming because somebody has a job of working at a teleprompter that they're not a good writer. Fuck you. Apologize. right?
Well, yeah, you should. Lindsay probably has spoken off a teleprompter. You learn to appreciate those guys because they'll fuck your shit up.
I know. I've spoken off a teleprompter. They make you sound smart.
Right, and they can make you sound less smart by not being good at the teleprompter. Lindsey Graham's next tweet. Trump's speech is pathetic in terms of understanding the role America plays in the world, how to win war on terror, and threats we face. So that one's kind of normal.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Trump's foreign policy speech, not conservative. It's isolationism surrounded by disconnected thought. Demonstrates lack of understanding threats we face. What? Man, he can fit some big words in 140 characters.
Lindsay, just stick to being really fucking mean. Okay, we agree. It doesn't make any fucking sense. He needs to keep making jokes. Well,
here's his last one.
Okay.
Maybe you'll like this one. Final thought on Trump's foreign policy speech. Ronald Reagan must be rolling over in his grave.
Fail. Not as funny as that. That first one was so funny, right?
Yeah, he started off on a high point and then just kind of...
Teleprompter guy got the pages fucked up. Why do you got to blame it on the teleprompter guy? Don't hate.
Yeah, right. Don't hate on the prompter guy. Yeah. I think he was trying to... insult Trump, and it didn't.
Really is it the? It's two rich guys insulting each other at the expense of the little guy. Typical right wing nut job bullshit.
The official Twitter feed for United States Senator Lindsey Graham only 41,000 followers. I'm a little disappointed in Lindsey's. Amount of followers.
I mean, you know, he's an older guy.
For as funny as he is, though,
he's not. What's that guy in Texas who has the best Twitter feed?
I've already forgotten that guy's name.
But it's so
he's
good.
So crazy. That guy who won the GOP, Denton County GOP chairmanship is the guy that
the best.
Roger Stone put in, right? He Roger Stone's organization funded that guy's campaign.
Oh, okay.
And the takeover of... They're still trying to get him out. He tweets out cunt. And and all day this guy tweets out.
Is he still
out,
doing it?
This guy tweets out like women with big giant tits and is like, oh, I'd like to spray my load on her and things like that. This is the guy who's now in charge of the GOP.
It sounds like Rodney Dangerfield's ghost is inhabiting that guy's body. Oh, how sad is it that Rodney Dangerfield wasn't alive to have a fucking Twitter account?
Oh,
my
maybe we're
God.
Lucky.
He's lucky.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe the legacy for Rodney is lucky for a lot of people. I
didn't mean to send my dick to everybody.
Think about, we talked about this before, how celebrities that, in the age of Twitter and cell phones and all this stuff, celebrities really can't get away with as much shit as they used to before. Although there's still a lot of those blind gossipy items going on. I saw, by the way, the Hollywood Hick will be back, but maybe this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah.
For those of you who have been wondering where he went, there was, sadly, a death in his family.
Yep.
He'll be back in possibly by the end of the week. But
it is sad, but I will say this. I am looking forward to hearing from him after he's been in the South.
For a while.
Oh, for a while,
with family. Yeah, yeah.
God, and with family. Oh, my fucking God. And on top of that, traveling. Oh, it's going to be great. There's going to be so much rage.
So tune into the Hollywood Hick, the next upcoming Hollywood Hick.
Fuck y'all.
But I don't even remember what my point was talking about him now. I don't remember. Anyway.
I think I found that Texas Twitter guy, if we care. Except my computer just sent me to a goddamn... A fucking commercial for Certus, whatever that is. Why don't I get advertisements sent to my computer for like Jaguars and,
fuck if I know.
Figuring out my stock portfolio. You're targeting your ads wrongly.
Right? We can see what's going on in the headlines while you look for the...
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 27th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, Pinko Liberal.
It's fate!
Yeah, Huffington Post. Sure enough.
Fuck you, boy!
The other story we were going to be covering here on the big show. The big news that came out of the cruise camp. The headline over at the Huffington Post says, Cruise Carly. One word, apparently. That's their mashup.
Carly, what's that? That's it, Carly. Who sings that? Call Me Maybe. Is that Carly
Jepsen?
Not Carly Fiorina. It's different.
I think, yeah. I would have respected the choice of Carly Rae Jepsen as...
You just met me.
Yeah.
Surely she's not a conservative, Carly Rae Jepsen. Do we know her political leanings?
I don't know.
Shane!
She was the one that was discovered by Bieber.
Oh, really?
Wasn't it?
Oh, great. Bring me the voting record of Carly Rae Jepsen.
So, whoever. Yeah, Ted Lee Cruz named former Hewlett-Packard CEO who drove it into the ground, and they couldn't get rid of her fast enough.
And now she's worried about fetal chop shops.
And by the way, she cut, what, 30,000 plus jobs while she was at Hewlett-Packard?
Oh, that's nice.
I don't get this. I really don't get this. He named her as his running mate, as his vice presidential choice. She couldn't have been less popular in the fucking primary. For 2 seconds, everyone liked her, and then she kept speaking, and then she just plummeted. Nobody likes her.
I don't fucking know why.
Why would you pick?
I don't know. I really don't get it. The only thing I could think is, like, Ted Cruz is looking forward to his run against Hillary Clinton, so he's like, let me have a woman to appeal to the woman vote. But they played that. They did that with Sarah Palin.
I don't get it.
Is there any other reason John McCain picked Sarah Palin? Just to pander. He pandered, right?
To the tea loonies.
Yeah.
And, I think she certainly wasn't qualified.
I mean, Ted Cruz is trying to be more appealing to women probably by picking a woman candidate. But, I mean...
I think there are far more qualified women out there. You know, you want to pick a candidate.
I'll name one.
You think... I mean, Republican, on the Republican side.
No, I was going to say Kate.
But... The I would vote for Kate over most
Republicans.
I don't get why you would pick a repeatedly failed candidate. I mean, she got trumped or drudged or throttled or slonged or whatever you want to put it.
Slonged
here in California, running for senator. I mean, she's a horrible candidate,
and she's not like as a speaker. And, like, she doesn't have any charisma, unless I'm missing something.
No, and they...
There's nothing.
They remember at that one debate, they told her she needed... her people said you needed to smile more, you need to come across as more likable and stuff, and she was giving those smiles during the debate that were just, like, creepy. They were creepy smiles. This is someone whose face is not used to that.
God.
And was obviously some... It looked like it was causing her discomfort to try to smile.
Dude, if you're on the committee to find, or in the search, whoever's in charge of finding that wacko, a running mate, don't you find somebody with a more likable face? Because Ted Cruz is the creepiest, slimiest face. Looking motherfucker.
Look at your face.
Can they find a nicer face? I don't mean to be a dick.
I mean...
Jesus Christ.
Or just a more likable... candidate. It really is bizarre to me that he would look at the other 14, 15, 17, however many of the fucking lunatics were in there at the beginning of this race.
There's nobody likable, though, from that group.
And that he would say, but I mean...
Really, though?
I understand we're talking about, like, AIDS versus cancer, but...
Yeah.
Nonetheless...
Who do you pick?
Well, right, but there is degrees of unlikability. Lindsey Graham is likable.
I would have gone, if you're looking for a conservative female voice, I would have gone with Lindsey Graham. I mean, I'm sorry, not Lindsey Graham. I would have gone with Omarosa. What are you looking at?
Did we just have a bird just slam into the window there?
Oh,
I just
shit!
Heard or saw?
Damn it. I'm hoping, like, I figure we have always have the blinds drawn, so birds aren't going to try to fly through. Did it die?
I don't know. It sounded like it might have hit the window.
God damn it.
Yeah, I don't get this one at all. I don't I don't think Fiorina has a big base that it's gonna he's gonna rally. I really don't understand this move.
I have a question for America. If any of you have ever owned a personal printer in your house, era printer, you know, and have you ever liked it? Do you have a positive experience with that? Because I've never really had a...
Oh, you're shitting on the tech aspect.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, God, I just hate that. It's Hewlett-Packard, too. I can't... I've had a Hewlett-Packard printer that I fucking hated. It was one of those three-in-one things. Fax, scan, print. Right. Listen, Carly, I would vote for Dennis Hastert before you, honestly.
He's going to be busy for the... I don't give a shit. Years.
He didn't make printers. He might have molested his kids. That's horrible. But this goddamn printer industry is a scourge on fucking society. And I'll be goddamned if I'm voting for somebody from it. Fuck that.
We had 5 primaries yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode.
Rhode. Yeah. It's not even a fucking island.
Ryan's going to lead the...
It's not an island.
Change the name of Rhode Island.
It's not an island.
It's a lie.
It isn't what it says it is in the fucking name. It's not even like
it has islands.
Rhode Island. Rhode fucking island. What will you infer for that? Infer from that that Rhode is an island.
Well, yeah.
Fuck off, Rhode.
Connecticut. Donald Trump.
Okay. Fuck off, then Connecticut. You're stupid.
Donald Trump easily. Won 28.
Why?
He won all the delegates, 57.9% of the vote.
Wow. Good job, stupid.
Ted Cruz came in 3rd in Connecticut. They hate Ted Cruz in the Northeast. The Republican ninnies hate Ted Cruz in the Northeast.
He doesn't have a fucking chance, does he?
No.
Maybe.
He's mathematically out of it.
So why is he naming a fucking running mate? What does it matter?
That's what none of us understand.
Are we misreading? Are we misunderstanding? Is he talking about a literal running mate? Did they jog together?
I think today, or last night, someone said that from now on, Ted Cruz would have to win 104% of the delegates. Yeah. To get the nomination. So he can't.
Listen,
he can't mathematically do it.
I'm formally asking be my running mate.
So now they're obviously...
Yes.
I have bad knees. I can't run. So now they...
no, look, we're running for office. I mean, it means as much as this Ted Cruz announcement.
Yeah, and Cruz got only 11% of the vote.
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
Nobody likes you. No one fucking likes you, Ted.
On the Democratic side, in Connecticut, 51.8% to 46%. Hillary Clinton won.
Fuck you, boy.
She won 42 delegates to 25. It's looking far less likely that Bernie Sanders will be able to pull it off with a clean win.
Right.
But now people are saying that they understand... You know, even the Clinton campaign is officially saying,
yes,
that, he doesn't have to get out. He doesn't have to get out. But they'd like him to tone down the really vicious rhetoric because it's handing fuel to the Republicans for the general election.
Right.
They think that he should keep putting forth his policies.
Yes.
And people like flaming libs and progressives like us say, well, stay in. And the more delegates he has, the more say they'll have in the overall platform. Like they'll be able to influence the platform a little bit more by having, keeping his agenda alive.
Which makes sense, right? Because Bernie Bernie's more than Bernie. Bernie's a movement, right? Bernie's a fucking revolution.
He's hoping, and his followers are hoping, yeah.
So his message is important. It's important to do that, right?
Yeah.
That's how I'm thinking of it anyway.
In Delaware.
Yeah.
Clinton over Sanders. She got 12 delegates to his 9.
Oh, shit.
Trump won. Again, Kasich in 2nd. Cruz in 3rd. Cruz didn't have a great night in the Northeast.
God, I mean, he's so unlikable. How are you even in politics, Ted?
Maryland?
Don't you have to get elected and shit?
He was in a special runoff election in Texas that had profoundly low turnout.
That's how
Ted Cruz ended up as the fucking senator.
God. What a dick.
Maryland, Hillary Clinton.
Fuck you.
It was a bit of a schlonging. 59 delegates she ends up with to Sanders is 32. Trump,
he got schlonged.
In first on that side. Kasich in second. Cruz.
Wait, what state is this again?
Maryland.
This is Maryland.
Cruz in third in Maryland. Now, jeez. Cruz did manage to come in second in Pennsylvania.
Wow. But look, there's a lot of shitheads there, right?
Inexplicably.
That's a state where Michael Vick has been a quarterback.
But not by much.
Ben Raplesberger is your quarterback for your other team.
Trump won 56.7% of the vote.
Oh, shit.
So Trump is winning majorities now, not just pluralities in these states. A lot of people were saying before, oh, well, Trump, he's only winning 30% of the vote. But because there's 17 of these assholes in there, he's ahead. I'll consider him a serious candidate when he's winning over 50. Well, now he's winning close to 60% of some of these.
Can I ask a question just to make me feel better?
Yeah.
But we're still talking about Republican voters.
Yes.
This isn't both kinds.
Republican primary voters.
Which is even a little scarier.
Tends to be more
weirder.
Ideologues.
Freakish.
Yeah.
Freakish. You're a bunch of little freakish assholes.
On the Democratic side, Clinton 55%, Sanders 43%.
God damn it!
Clinton picking up 116 to Sanders 67. So.
Why can't we have Bernie, man? Why the fuck can't we have Bernie? We can't have anything nice.
We can't have
sucks.
Anything nice. And then in Rhode Island, Bernie Sanders won.
Oh shit. Did they even vote? I mean, what? How many?
But
delegates?
Ended up with fewer delegates.
No,
he won the overall number of votes, but Hillary Clinton won the two or three districts that had the biggest amount of delegates in them.
Yes,
so she ended up winning 20 delegates to Bernie's 13, even though he won 55% of the vote. She only got 43.
Well, I love our system. It America. Seems great. It makes a lot of sense.
And on the other side, in Rhode Island, Trump, 63.8% of the vote. Kasich, 24%. Ted Cruz, only 10% of
Ted,
the vote.
Listen, I'm so sorry. Nobody likes you. You're a dick. I mean, really, he's a dick. He's the biggest dick running for president. He's a bigger dick than Trump, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. The Trump's speech today was so awful.
Right.
God, I mean, sucks. Really so bad. Yeah.
Trump, you're not very good at that. Reading off the teleprompter. You sound horrible. You sound rehearsed. You sound like an amateur. It's not professional.
You're an amateur.
He sounds like he sounds like a Miss Universe contest person reading something. I know that sucks. God, I hate the fact. I love playing that clip. Remember that clip?
Oh, well, there's a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, but we can't play those clips anymore because supposedly one of the contestants that...
she was contemplating suicide after that.
Because everybody made fun of her.
Because everyone was mean to her.
I don't want to be
she
a part of that.
She specifically said the crab diving podcast played her clip over and over.
I mean, do you think she was
hurt by it.
Do you think if we play it, we could play it if we say a disclaimer like, listen, we don't want this person to kill themselves because this is hilarious? Probably not.
Disclaimer. God. We'll play it again. I don't know if I have it.
Oh, okay.
I might not have ported it over after the controversy.
I remember feeling bad after you told me that. I was like, oh, shit. Damn. Because that could happen to anybody, especially if you're not that bright.
Well, and a teenager, too. I mean, it was Miss Teen something or other, too.
Was
it's
it?
Not like the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Was an adult. The other.
Okay.
We had another clip that was another beauty queen pageant.
We can make fun of the adult.
And she, it wasn't like, the one girl was like, I believe that U.S. Americans should enjoy the Iran. And
I am addressing all U.S. Americans.
Yeah, I really don't think I have that.
No, that's okay. I don't look for it. We shouldn't play it. It hurt those people. I don't want to be a party at anybody's suicide due to the Miss Universe contest or whatever.
Okay.
Unless you
recent
have it.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
No, we don't advocate any.
Can we just take a moment to say that even the person reading this, like, I have this feeling, listening to the person reading the question, it's like...
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in
The poor thing.
The person reading the question sounds like they barely got through it, too. I mean, they did it good, but...
The other clip, remember, that one I can't find, but the other one you'll remember,
right.
The person reading the question
yes.
was Nene from
Real
Housewives of Atlanta.
Nene. I remember her.
Nene gets a hosting gig on fucking television now.
Dude, Nene is set for life because she's Nene.
Nene, Nene.
It's Nene.
Is it Nene? Nene Leakes? I thought it was Nene Leakes.
Ask the Hollywood Hick. At the H-Wood Hick. Yeah. Twitter him, ask him. I don't fucking know.
Tidy for the party.
No. That's Kim.
Well, that's Kim Kolchak, yeah.
Oh, damn.
But also from Atlanta. Same
show.
You
just whipped out her last name.
Fuck yeah. Over at the Drudge Report.
U.S. Americans.
You know.
I'm worried that we don't have maps. Is it true what Miss Universe said, that we don't have maps?
I don't know.
We don't have maps.
Over at the Drudge Report.
And, stupid.
You know, Drudge is not unbiased. If you,
yes.
you sniff his tongue, you're going to smell Trump balls.
That's the weirdest. Bring that tongue over here. I know where you've been.
The headline over there at the Drudge Report says, Trump to world, America first, false song of globalism, he said. Something about that. So this is leads to over at Time Magazine.
Yes. Serious.
And it's pretty much a full transcript of the Trump speech.
Oh, okay.
I mean, here, jeez. I'll read the first part of it. Like he did.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you, and thank you for the Center of National Interest for honoring me with this invitation. It truly is a great honor. I'd like to talk today about how to develop a new foreign policy direction for our country, one that replaces randomness with purpose, ideology with strategy, and chaos with peace.
Okay, Donald, can you try it one
more? Am I exaggerating?
No, not at all. It's horrible. So why didn't someone help him? Is there no one to help this guy? Is there no one that can coach him and say, dude, put some intent behind what you're saying?
What's funny is you could tell when he went off the rails occasionally, and when he went off the exact transcript, because he would say something like, America first will be the major and overriding theme of my administration. That's what's written. He would say, America first will be the major and overriding theme of my administration. Really? It will. You know, or he'd throw in. You could tell when he was throwing in little, when he couldn't help himself, throwing in little Donaldisms.
Now, don't you think Donald should have the strategy of never doing this?
What do you mean?
He should never do this.
Read
off a prompter. He should always...
Well, he's crowed about the fact that he never uses one and the fact that Obama always uses one.
This is not him. People love Trump. They love this bombastic asshole. Just be that. Fuck this teleprompter. Don't worry about it.
Right?
Why does he give a shit? Like, is this supposed to be where he gave all his details of how he's going to make all his shit work? The wall and his foreign policy? He didn't really,
No, you know, we're going to blow up ISIS like they've never seen. I'm not going to tell you how because we don't want to play our hand. But when I'm president, ISIS will be gone fast.
Is that what he said?
Kind of what he said. They'll be gone really fast.
Lickety split.
Really quickly.
So fast, it'll make your head spin. Just quit doing that. Just talk like you're Trump. Talk like the big fucking asshole galoot you are.
Also, over at the Drudge Report, they're actually admitting this, which amazes me. Although Drudge is a Trumpalo now, that means he's anti-establishment Republican, and of course he would proclaim this story about, you mentioned him earlier, Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House,
Hey, Denny.
Of lunatics.
He's been in some hot water
wheeled into court today on a wheelchair. Poor Dennis Hastert.
Right. I don't think he's going to be able to get after any wrestling boys.
Was sentenced today for not, I mean, sadly, he's not going to be punished for ruining the lives of several teenage boys back in the 60s by diddling them.
Yes.
Or whatever he did to them.
God, in the 60s?
But he's now going to be doing 15 months in prison, which is more than the prosecution even was asking for. U.S. District Judge Thomas Durkin. Disclaimer. I know Tom Durkin.
All right.
U.S. District Judge Thomas Durkin on Wednesday.
Did you guys used to get high back in the day?
No.
Little Tommy Durkin.
I believe Thomas Durkin was a friend of my parents.
You can't go into the story, or is it?
Well, he used to know.
Yeah, I don't know that. Okay.
There's ownership of certain businesses that I'm not supposed to
talk really?
About.
Good God. What the fuck goes on in the south side of Chicago?
There's ownerships that are, you know, that I'm not supposed to talk about. Not no shenanigans with Tom Durkin.
No.
But he used to, I mean, he just is somebody who used to frequent that business. Thomas Durkin went through a whole bunch of stuff. He said, some conduct is unforgivable no matter how old it is. He called it deplorable that Hastert had lied to the FBI during the first investigation.
Yes.
Of what was going on with that money that he was taking out.
Okay.
He called it unconscionable that Hastert initially accused, they're calling him Individual A, of extortion, which then sicked the FBI on Individual A. So when they were first investigating, why are you taking out $30,000 in cash every month and wrapping it, you know, in a paper bag and dropping it, you know, or whatever. Why are you doing that? He finally fessed up and said that he was paying off this individual, but he said the guy was extorting money from him.
Right.
When actually Hastert was paying him to keep his mouth shut. I don't know that the guy was like, I'm going to tell everybody if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Hastert was paying him off.
Good God.
To not do it.
Why did Dennis even point the investigation in that direction?
Well, that's it. He says, you set him up, Durkin said. He took Hastert to task for trying to say the conduct against victim A was ambiguous. Judge Durkin said there is nothing ambiguous about this. This is sexual abuse. This is the first we're hearing, like,
not details, man.
But absolute confirmation,
right,
of
that
shenanigans,
happened.
Right?
Oh man,
it says Individual D now. This has come forward.
Yes.
His name is Scott Cross. He is the brother of longtime Illinois GOP House Minority Leader Tom Cross. He came forward and said, Coach Hastert sexually abused me.
How are all of these people involved in this story in government? I mean, it's kind of amazing. So the victim is in government as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
His brother.
His brother
is. The victim's brother is, GOP.
God damn, it's still strange.
The Hastert has not been charged with the molestation because it happened so long ago, which is kind of some bullshit.
Yeah. What's up with that?
The, activity, the illegal stuff, the charges were for this financial bullshit. But the judge called him a serial child molester.
Oh shit.
During his own testimony, Hastert admitted to the abuse, but only after the judge directly asked him to clarify what he meant by mistreating athletes. He said, I did mistreat my athletes.
With my penis.
Jeez.
What a tyrant. A fucking child molesting wrestling coach. God. Make him Speaker of the House, by the way.
The judge pressed Hastert on whether he had abused the late Stephen Reinbold. I guess one of the accusers who's no longer with us, there was an extended silent pause that fell over the courtroom, and Hastert finally said yes.
Oh, my God.
74 years old, longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House.
Good job, guys. Congrats.
Who, back in the day, took a pretty strong view of he was very moral when it came to
Bill Clinton? In that group of for the cigar shenanigans.
He was in the group of leaders. He also, when Mark Foley had his shenanigans being accused of sexually
Who is Mark Foley?
He was a representative who sent sexually explicit messages to a teenager. Teenage pages.
Oh, God.
Pages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it true? Am I wrong to understand that, basically America is ruled by old white pervs?
It seems to be a lot of that going on.
Jeez.
They say recent letters in support of Hastert have painted him as a man of faith and dedicated public servant. One of the main letters was written by Tom DeLay.
Yes. Now he's never been in trouble for anything, right?
Oh, he was in jail until
another
Republicans freed him. The Republican court freed him in Texas.
Another crooked ass fucking Republican from Texas.
They say that he so badly wanted to hide his past sexual conduct, according to prosecutors, that Hastert agreed to pay a former student $3.5 million in hush money. He pleaded guilty to withdrawing $952,000 from the bank in increments crafted to avoid notice, which is in violation of banking laws.
Oopsie. How does he have so much fucking money?
When FBI investigators approached Hastert, he said he was being falsely extorted and even agreed to record a phone conversation with the individual. So he tried to throw the dude under the bus.
Oh, my God. Man, what an asshole.
Earlier this month, prosecutors say that they know of at least five students that he abused while serving as wrestling coach at Yorkville High School.
Oh, what a fucking monster.
Scott Cross, this guy who has come forward as individual number five, says, I could tell you there are at least nine, not five.
Good God.
I've confirmed there are nine, he says.
Damn it. This is going to sound really sexist, but maybe no more fucking male PE coaches or something. No more male coaches ever. Just thinking about the Sandusky thing. God. What is it about these pervs in gym class?
Hastert and his lawyers had sought probation because they argued that he's ill, Ryan. He's frail. He was near death late last year. He needs constant care now and uses a wheelchair.
Bullshit. You think that wheelchair is theater? Is it theater?
Well, they said at one point he stood up. I mean, he probably might need it to walk around, but they said at one point in court he stood up. But
he's not in wrestling shape
anymore. Durkin, the judge said at one point, somebody was live tweeting it. I was reading this guy's tweets. And Durkin at one point said, well, they have pretty good care. They have pretty good health care in prison.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be okay. Yeah, Durkin not having any of this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy. You think we can get Durkin to call in and do an interview? I mean, you know the guy. Just call in a favor.
Hastert's attorney says, Mr. Hastert is deeply sorry and apologizes for his misconduct that occurred decades ago.
Come on. Deeply sorry.
The resulting harm he caused others. But you notice how he tossed in that decades ago. Come on, it was decades ago. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. You
can't even smell the boy butt on his fingers anymore.
I'm a white guy, by the way, too. I'm an old white guy that used to be in government, and I have money, so what's the big fucking deal?
Mr. Hastert acknowledges that as a young man, he committed transgressions for which he is profoundly sorry. He earnestly apologizes to his former students, family, friends, previous constituents, and all others affected by the harm his actions have caused.
Transgressions. You know, he's putting that in, like, biblical language or like sin, you know?
Right.
He's trying to make people feel transgressions. Oh, yes. Transgressions. That's something you get forgiven for, right? Because Jesus died on the cross.
Now, let's imagine this had been a Democrat.
Oh, my fucking God. Bring out the boiling oil.
Letters of... do you think the letters of love would pour in? Do you think...
Let's tar and feather the motherfucker.
Tom DeLay would send a letter saying, oh, he was a wonderful man of faith.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Great leader. Who cares if he fucked a few boys back in the day? That's what they're basically saying.
It's crazy.
But, like you said, had it been on the other side.
Yeah, forget it, man.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Drudge link to it says Republican shame.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
They're ashamed of the Dennis Hastert thing. So, you know, I think this is Drudge going after the establishment GOP.
We finally found something the Republicans are ashamed of. They're not ashamed of increasing
them. These Republicans.
Oh, okay.
The Tom DeLay Republicans sent letters.
Oh, okay. So they're not ashamed.
We love Denny Hastert. He's a nice dude.
He's a nice dude that occasionally, when he was a fucking high school wrestling coach, occasionally he raped 9 kids.
Details.
Whatever.
Details.
Jeez.
So that is the what be going on over at the Drudge Report and on the HuffPo.
You suggested on a previous episode of Crab Diving. Tom DeLay knew about this. And Tom
DeLay has been suggested
it over the head of the former Speaker of House
as a conspiracy theory that
while he was serving,
because Tom DeLay was such a vile creature, the Ted Cruz of his day, that he could not be made Speaker despite how much he wanted it so fucking badly.
Oh, God.
And that...
What is it with these white guys in power?
Instead, he was the man behind the man, pun fully intended.
Oh, yes.
Knowing this information, and that in theory, the theory was that Hastert answered to his every finger snap.
Yeah.
Because of earlier snaps
he had done. Imagine if Frank Underwood would have uncovered this from some legislator. You think he would have held it over? That would have been a great scene. See Frank Underwood discover that some legislator in government is accused of this. Big smile on his face. You know?
You're right. And not, you know, let's help the children or let's help the victims.
No. That's not, you know what? That would never occur to any of these white dudes in charge of government. Fuck that. Why wasn't Tom DeLay all altruistic and say, hey, this guy's a rapist. I'm gonna report him. I'm gonna say something.
No, are you kidding me? He got that look of glee that you just described. Tom DeLay found out about that shit. He was like, wait a minute.
I've got the child molester card now.
And like a true Christian, he made sure he held that over him. If alleged, that's a conspiracy theory. There's no proof. There's no evidence of that. That has been speculation, but interesting speculation.
All right.
Over on MSNBC, people are picking on MSNBC because they really and Chris Matthews didn't cover the fact that his wife lost her Democratic primary for Congress. Kathleen Matthews,
yes.
Chris Matthews' wife.
Oh my God.
They're using the word trounced.
Does she have earplugs that she wears when she just talks to this guy? Does she live in the same house with Chris Matthews?
Hopefully he's never home, right?
I'd be like, Chris, could you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to watch television. Why are you screaming? It's just how I talk.
So, state senator Jamie Raskin was declared the winner last night. And let's see, that's about it. That's the only reference to the race on MSNBC. They're like, oh, nobody wants to say anything about it because of Chris Matthews. Because of his wife.
Right. God, he's so loud, though. Could you imagine him at home if you live with him?
Good God, there's a headline over it. One of the subheadlines over at Drudge. Newest teen plastic surgery trend. Genital.
What?
Doctors warn that teen labiaplasty is on the rise.
Come on, guys. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. My God.
Teen girls are increasingly asking their doctors about getting little nips and tucks of their labia.
Don't you think they should have? I mean, oh God. I mean, okay. You should be able to get an abortion without your parents' approval, right? I mean, yeah.
How old?
I mean, dude. But the labiaplasty thing, I mean, God, that's just so dangerous. Right. I mean, I don't know. Is it dangerous?
They're saying it's not a minor procedure.
Oh, yeah?
The Adolescent Healthcare Committee from American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said that Variety wants everyone to know that variety in the shape, size, appearance, and symmetry of labia is normal. And but God. Sadly can have particularly distressing psychological effects on young women.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I guess they're getting a lot of boob jobs, too.
Oh, yes.
So there you go.
God.
Increasing trends in pubic hair removal. And increasing awareness of cosmetic vaginal surgery have been proposed as reasons for the increased interest in labial surgery.
Leave it the fuck alone.
Gross,
I mean,
gross.
And take this in the nicest way possible. But you know, if you're a teenager, your
labia are fine.
No. It's not what I was gonna say.
Oh.
You're stupid. Kind of. Your brain isn't all the way formed. You still have a soft spot on your head. Is that correct? Or something? My point is, don't do these things. Don't do these things when you're a child. You don't know what the fuck you don't know.
Right.
This is dangerous. And if you're a doctor, if you're a fucking doctor doing this to a child, even though they say they want it, even if they drag their stupid fucking parents in there and say they want it, you shouldn't do it, right?
Well, right. Are you going to go to the doctor with your daughter and say
no,
she wants some of the flaps trimmed down a little bit?
No. I don't even want to have that conversation. And what are you supposed to do with that? What do you do after you have it done? Oh, let's see it.
Right.
You just spent $3,000. How much is it? How much is a labiaplasty?
I don't know.
It's no way it's covered by insurance.
It doesn't say here. Well, right.
I mean,
it's
unless
a cosmetic
it's a dangerous
procedure, right?
It could be
unless you're tripping over it.
I don't know.
Then I don't think it could be a real medical necessity.
God, why are kids getting shit like? Why are you getting your boobs done? Why are you getting your labias removed? If you're a dude, why are you getting a cock implant?
They're blaming
you're a teenager.
Some of them are blaming porn for always, displaying perfect vaginas.
Well, watch it. Watch some more porn, because I can guarantee you that not every you might see some imperfections here and there. I mean, God, you know, just stop. Teenagers, you're just too dumb to make these decisions.
Yeah, I don't think it's a decision that a teenager should be allowed to make.
No, and if you're a parent, don't even take it seriously. You should actually probably, just tell your kid you're not thinking straight or something.
Right.
It's fucked up.
So that was one of the sub-headlines.
How dumb.
Over at the Drudge Report.
I got to send my boss an email real quick. I'm so sorry. I really do. I just did one email.
Okay. I've got a story.
We just got a request for some labiaplasty consultation.
Sure. Let's see. What else have we got going on here? Don't forget to join us over at Facebook, too. Facebook.com/crabdiving. We get to stories that we don't get to here on the show, and memes and shit, and lots of conversations going on over there. One that I put up just this morning, which it's kind of a visual, but it's nonetheless still pretty funny to describe. It's when Trump was speaking at an event. This was not his horrible scripted speech that he had this morning where he talked like this and was blah, 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 blah.
Right,
this
right.
was he was giving a speech about, you know, to a rally, but standing behind him were a bunch of dignitaries. One side of his shoulder was Chris Christie, corpulent Chris Christie, looking every bit the about to be beheaded E in a terrorist video victim guy. I mean, he just looks terrified. He looks like he wants out of there. He looks like he's about to die.
Right.
Over on the other side, Chris Christie's wife, who was sitting there listening to the Donald. And at one point, the Donald goes into attacking Hillary. And he says, if Hillary were a man, she wouldn't be getting 5% of the vote or something like that. If she was a man,
yes,
she wouldn't be where she is. That the only thing she has and the only thing she's been pulling is the, quote, woman card.
I heard that. I mean, that's so fucking sexist.
And at that point, even Chris Christie's wife just can't contain herself. And she, at one point, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. She actually rolls her eyes with that. You could see her struggling, and she kind of almost looks over at Chris Christie like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. He's staring straight ahead, deer in the headlights. I'm not going to make a face. 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 He fucked up. He fucked up.
He did.
He tossed his career way out the window.
Why
not that he's
the
most respected, beloved person in the country, but God damn
But you know, there aren't a lot of Republicans doing what he's doing. Is it because they're seeing how shitty it is for him? To throw your weight, your your sizable weight behind Trump seems like not a fun ride to be on.
Yeah. Whatever, look at him.
It's miserable.
Right. So the go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. You can watch the video of that. Also over at the Facebook page is a story that is another, it's a visual only in that you got to see a picture of this guy.
Right.
This is a horrible story. God, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, you know, one all the usual characters. This one's out of Louisiana. And we really, really fucking need major reforms, obviously, in our criminal justice system.
Right.
But God, when you hear about some of these stories coming out of the South, holy fucking shit, it's like the 1840s. This is, they're calling it one of the most notorious prisons.
Oh, shit.
Angola State Penitentiary Louisiana.
Hey, boy. Oh, shit, man. Pre-Civil War, what do you think it was like in America, in Louisiana?
I think like Louisiana now.
That's what Bobby Jindal did. He turned back the clock pre-Civil War. amazing.
There's a prisoner who has apparently been a thorn in the side of Louisiana prison officials. He's no angel. The man is a convicted murderer who's serving a life sentence for killing someone.
Okay.
But his name is William Kissinger, and he's turned into sort of an advocate for prisoner rights, you know, and prison, decent prison conditions and stuff, as he should be, as we all should be. He got in trouble recently with the now former longtime warden of Angola State Penitentiary, a guy named Burl Kane. Burl Kane.
Now, oh my fucking God. What Tennessee
close
Williams
your eyes.
Play did
oh,
he
fuck yeah.
waddle out of?
Close your eyes and picture a quintessential Southern racist white prison dude.
Oh, what we've got here is a failure
exactly
to communicate.
He's like a cartoon character. It's a big, fat, old white guy with a bouffant hairdo and little round glasses.
He's out of Cool Hand Luke.
It really is. It really
Holy
is.
Holy shit.
Burl Kane.
Hey, boy. God damn it.
The former warden of the prison I guess in the 90s, this guy Burl, now they recently got rid of Burl finally because they found out that Burl had this scheme going where he was making money trying to basically sell the slave labor
right
of prisoners. So he was setting up
companies
and his friends and his buddies with some niggas that have been convicted to go and to do their work for no money. In typical Republican fashion. Who knows? This guy's so old. He might be an old Dixiecrat. This guy Kissinger, this prisoner, helped expose one of these schemes in the mid-90s. He was working as a legal aide to inmates at the time. And this, he spoke out about it, contacted some press, and Burl Cain's scheme ended up getting derailed and preventing these private companies from contracting slave prisoner labor. But then after that, Mr. Kissinger,
yes,
got moved to a physical labor farming unit.
Oh my God, that sounds fun.
And then later on, when he was finally challenged years later, Burl Cain admitted that he did it because the William Kissinger was a retribution. now recently he again has been, Mr. Kissinger has been abruptly relocated from Angola to the Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, 70 miles south.
Oh, God.
They say the officials are saying he was moved as a disciplinary action because he is guilty of, quote, defiance.
What does that mean?
And general prohibited behavior, which is, it says these are two of these vague rules that they use to repeatedly and with impunity violate the rights of these prisoners.
Okay.
He was defiant. Jesus. Put him in the hole. He's engaging in general prohibited behavior.
What was that box they put people in?
Throw him in the box, yeah.
And would they just call it the box in Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah, it was a box.
The hot box.
So
horrible.
But Mr. Kissinger has been emailing a reporter from the New Orleans Advocate for some weeks now, and the prison officials found out about it. Now, there's nothing. He has access to email. He's not breaking a court order, being in contact with the outside world.
Okay.
He's breaking no laws.
Right.
But he's complaining about the prison officials, including Burl, and the way things are going. Now, all of a sudden, he's been plucked out and put in a horrible facility.
Right.
An even more horrible facility.
Boo.
Because of defiance. General prohibited behavior.
Fuck you, boy. Jesus Christ. It's insane.
They say that could they confirm the disciplinary charges against Kissinger stemmed from his emails with a reporter?
Oh, my God.
Though they say the correspondence is not threatening or profane, it does note Kissinger's descriptions, including criticisms of the staff. How dare you criticize the white people?
I would be afraid to do that anyway. I mean, wouldn't you be afraid they're reading your email? And if you say something, especially to like a reporter, I mean, not that it's right, but they're going to take retribution unfairly.
This is at Think Progress. It says Angola first became a symbol of the U.S. prison system's abuse. A symbol of
God
abuse.
Damn it. See, Bernie, what does Bernie say about the penal system?
An overhaul.
He's going to change it.
He said in the 90s, a documentary came out called The Farm Angola, USA, was nominated for an Academy Award. The Angola prison is a hot, crowded, brutal place. Serves as one of the primary corrections facilities for a state ranking near the top in the nation in wrongful convictions.
Oh, my God.
Walking while black.
That, see? That, there's a law against that, boy.
The poor are routinely deprived of due process because of an overloaded and underfunded criminal court system. In fact, there's some lawsuits that are starting now where the ACLU is just suing the government for not providing, you know, that's part of, that's in the Constitution that people get representation.
Oh
and,
yes.
And they're saying people are just not giving access, getting access to public defenders because they're giving one public defender 300 cases or something ridiculous like that because they don't want to pay money. Big government. But they need to lock up the brown people because they're making money off those prisons.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sending those darkies to go work in farms.
Well, isn't that what they learned in, God damn it, in Missouri, Michael Brown.
Right?
What city was that?
Ferguson?
Ferguson. Isn't that what they found in Ferguson? That all those citations?
Right, among other...
Just making money.
All these towns where they just are... They're turning the poor people into a revenue stream by trumping up or fabricating charges, giving them tickets or arresting them.
Exploitation.
Then when they can't pay the tickets, the fines double, triple, whatever. Yeah. And if they still can't pay them, they slap them with a contempt and go arrest them.
Well, why don't
and
they
throw them in jail?
Why don't
which
they
makes
fight
money
the ticket
for their friends in the prison system?
Why don't they call up a lawyer and just sue the government?
Because nobody's going to represent somebody. They don't have the money to pay a fucking parking ticket.
Right.
You can't afford a lawyer.
So then you're just penalized for being fucking poor.
That's America.
Hey.
That's Trumpism for you.
Merle Kane. Fuck
conservative
you.
America. Punished for being
great.
The poor. The prison sits on a former slave plantation.
Oh, God. Perfect. For that reason alone, something should be changed. Just the symbolism's bad, right?
Right.
It's so fucked up.
This shit has to stop too. These forcing prisoners to work for nothing.
Oh yeah.
Legal slavery in the U.S. prisons often ends up propping up profits for outsiders. It says, and this guy, Burl,
hey boy,
Merle Kane,
fuck you.
You know he called them boy.
Oh.
You know he called every good single guy. One of his prisoners boy.
You sound like Carol O'Connor in the heat of the night.
I'm sure that's what this guy sounds like. I have no doubt this big fat fuck evil is walking evil. 300 pounds of walking evil.
Oh shit. Get out of his way. at the salad bar.
Sometimes it says prisoners are given a chance to build actually marketable work or trade skills. And sometimes like in Louisiana, they're just used as slave labor.
Yeah.
And then
shit.
Everybody profits. Everybody else profits off of the slave labor of the prisoners. And then I've seen in comments our conservative friends who are just like, they should be put to work.
God.
Work them to the bone for I can't believe he had a joint. That little Negro was smoking marijuana. Put him to work for 10 years.
I'm sorry. Isn't this person you're referring to a human being?
No, he's black.
Oh, shit.
Only 3/5, right?
God damn. Where's the empathy? Where's all the Jesus bullshit?
The empathy extends to whiteitude.
But you know
Christian
what?
Christian whiteitude. Past that, no empathy.
Yeah, but should we remind the Christians of an interesting detail? Very interesting.
You mean the shit Jesus said?
No. Shit Jesus was black.
Well, he wasn't
black.
He wasn't black, but he wasn't white.
He's from Africa.
He's from northern
okay,
Africa.
Okay, well, still, he wasn't white.
I mean, he's not like Nigerian.
But he wasn't white.
He may have been, though.
How? How
if
the fuck
existed,
was he white?
We're not sure he existed.
How is he blonde and blue-eyed, like in all the stained glass windows?
Right.
How does that even work, you wackos?
So we've been following the number one issue apparently of so many conservatives with rampant inequality out there and America being the only civilized Western nation that doesn't guarantee health care to its citizens, that also has the highest child poverty rate in the Western world.
God damn it.
We should be proud of that, Republicans.
Oh, yes. Republicans, your leader's going to go to jail.
The number one issue so many of them are worried about right now,
family values,
is someone putting on a dress and going into the bathroom,
right,
touching their pristine little children.
Yeah. Well, what about an old, fat, white, fucking gym teacher going in there and molesting their fucking students?
And how are you just going to have children only bathrooms now? Because,
oh, gross. Ugh.
What about the men folk who are men folk that like boy folk? They're going to go in the bathrooms and maybe some diddling's going to go on. So they're worried about the heterosexual diddlers,
right,
that are male. They're specifically terrified of males that are going to go after little girls.
Yeah.
That's what these fake laws are about, or that's what they pretend to
be. I'm worried about. Aren't we worried about going into the bathroom and there might be an old straight white male Republican in there?
I would be more worried about,
absolutely,
my child being swayed by some evangelical loon.
Oh, sure.
Than I would a transgender person who just wants to go in and pee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not threatening at all. Denny Hastert, by the way. Threatening.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Maybe not now.
Where do you think he would come out on this fucking transgender restroom deal?
You know,
on the wrong side of it.
You know, they put over at rawstory.com that a quote from Dennis Hastert from back in the day, 2003.
Yes.
As he begged for leniency today, before being sentenced for ultimately trying to cover up decades of sexual abuse, the longtime Republican lawmaker supported the Child Abuse Prevention and Enforcement Act of 2000, calling for stiffer penalties for sex offenders.
Oh, yeah.
A quote from 2003. It is important to have a national notification system to help safely recover children kidnapped by child predators, he said.
Shit.
But it is equally important to stop those predators before they strike, to put repeat child molesters into jail for the rest of their lives.
Oh, my God.
And to help law enforcement with the tools they need to get the job done, Hastert said.
Oh, my God.
Put them in jail, quote, for the rest of their lives. And today he was begging and crying to keep his hypocritical, vile, evil, old, white, fucking dickwad self out of jail. Yeah.
That's irony. You see, that's fucking irony. What's that song? Who sings that song? Is it in ironic?
Alanis Morissette.
It's like rain. You see, Alanis, none of the examples you have in that song is irony, right?
A lot of them are just bummers.
They're bummers. It's not irony.
Right.
This is irony. Is this irony? Is this irony? The Denny Hastert thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it has to be.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's saying, I mean, do you think when he's writing, he wrote that? Was that something he said, or did he write that statement about, you know, stiffer penalties for?
Said it.
He said it. Do you think after he said it, there's a little voice in his head was like, oh, yeah, wait, pump the brakes there, buddy.
Don't you think it'd have to be?
Yeah. Or at least
maybe he started getting a little wood.
Well, this legislation really turns me on.
Yeah, we're talking about child molestation. I've got to go take care of something.
Color me there.
Well, you know who's been ringing in on...
Ring-a-ling.
Well, first of all, Target, we heard...
Oh, yes.
Pat Robertson, I think it was, yesterday or the day before, go to crabdiving.com.
He's all pissed off.
If you're going to buy anything from Amazon, hey, buy it from our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Boo.
And whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. It doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby!
But Pat Robertson said is all pissy with the Target.
Okay, I've heard of this store.
Target?
Yes.
Because
I hate Target.
Target has officially come out with corporate policy that said just use the bathroom you want.
Right. Great basically. Corporate policy. Great corporate policy. I hate shopping there, but good policy.
Well, now there's, you know, boycott Target and all this great. Stuff going on the right. Well, that'll be great. Now I want to go to Target if I'm guaranteed to not have Christo ninnies running around there.
Oh, my God. If everybody's boycotting Target, can you imagine how nice it'll be to go to that one on La Brea in Santa Monica?
Oh, that's a shithole.
Have you ever used a parking lot in there?
Yeah, it's underneath it.
Oh, it's horrible.
And they have a weird shopping cart elevator or escalator. Have you used that thing?
No, I've never used it.
It's this weird device that it's an escalator, and you ride the human escalator, but next to you, you push your shopping cart onto this weird thing that grabs the front of it,
right,
and drives it down.
Oh, yeah,
along with you on the side. It's very interesting.
I do a pass through Target every year, usually for Christmas, and when I go
December 24th.
Yeah, it's I tell you what, I never even consider parking anywhere near that store. I park three blocks away in some neighborhood, and I just power walk there because fuck it. Because fuck it!
Brian Fisher.
Oh, shit.
Ringing in on his focal point from the American Family Association.
What does he got to say about this Denny Hastert? One of his little Republican fucking buddies.
Won't hear anything.
Why?
Let's go to Rebecca in Van Buren, Arkansas. Rebecca. Thank you for calling. What's on
Van Buren, Arkansas?
This guy, listen to his fucking voice. Oh, I know. It's just horrendous. But he has no, like, Brian Fisher is an empty vessel of fucking jizz or something. I don't know what it is.
Your mind.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear Rebecca. This is a caller. This is somebody who not only listens to his whole fucking show.
They're calling in.
They call in.
This is the dregs of White Trashville, USA. Am I right?
You're suggesting that Rebecca's not a Muslim?
Not a lot of
living
diversity.
In Arkansas?
We don't have a lot of diversity here at the call center.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at it another way, too. You talk about the unwilling victims and whatnot, but what about if you have a rebellious teenager that you were just going to let her go shopping with her friends or something, and her boyfriend's waiting in the bathroom when you get there, and you don't know that?
Oh my God. So
I don't even understand
your
whore.
He's saying, you know, unwilling victims, somebody's going to throw on a dress, go in the bathroom and start sticking their fingers in your daughter's. But she's saying, well, you didn't even think about the other aspect of it. What if you've got a rebellious teenager and that little whore goes to the mall and her boyfriend just throws on a dress and is waiting for her in the stall, and then they fuck.
Thanks for explaining that, because I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. That's insane.
It's ridiculous. They have to dig so deeply to find stuff to be terrified of.
How desperate
is this?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I don't care. I really don't care. Okay, let's say you have a rebellious teenage daughter and you're worried she's hooking up with her boyfriend in some bathroom. That's your problem. Fuck off with that. I don't care. We're talking about the rights of people to pee where they want. We're talking about somebody's civil human rights to be treated like a human being. I don't care about your fucking daughter banging her boyfriend. You deal with that.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
When you get there and you don't know that. And society used to help you with things like that. There was a societal hedge up where people would go, well, that's not right. I'm going to tell somebody, you know, because what you're doing is wrong. But now know nothing. You're going to rent Target out like a motel?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's a very good point.
Are you going to rent Target out like a motel? I'm going to guess that this person is from Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee. Oh, Arkansas, that's right. Van Buren, Arkansas. I'm sorry.
Van Buren, Arkansas.
Oh, my God, you ignorant hayseed fucknut. A motel? You going to rent Target out as a motel? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How are people this dumb? How does Arkansas have a voice in our government? I mean, you're so stupid. Let the other states take care of you, Arkansas.
It's the second largest city.
You're a dipshit.
In the Fort Smith, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Oh, so it's near the Oklahoma border.
Oh my God. There's guns lying around everywhere. Please shoot me with one. Pick up a gun and blow my brains out if I'm in Van Buren.
Population 23,000.
Boy, we got Mama go rent Target out like a motel.
Apparently, there's a Target where you can go fuck in the stalls if you're a teenager.
Like, Caligula in the handicap stall there. Jeez.
I mean, I just don't get it. I really think they must set aside specific time throughout the day to think, let's brainstorm of what we should be terrified of tonight.
Brainstorm.
Well, you know what? I'm using the term. But we got to come up with something to be frightened of now.
He's written out. I mean, the idea that you're going to make it so a transgender person can use whatever bathroom they want in Target, that will cause a wave of teenage copulation. By the way, you're the teenagers in Arkansas, where you're probably not allowed to just, allowed to teach abstinence.
No, you can't use the word condom in class.
My
Did
God.
You see, a teacher just
got, oh my God, they're fucking like crazy in Arkansas.
A teacher got fired in Michigan for using the word vagina. In an art class. That's what she's claiming.
In Michigan?
And they're saying yeah. Because she was teaching a class to middle schoolers.
Oh,
so what?
Gross.
We'll say 12, 13-ish. Oh,
what a horrible demographic.
But she was teaching them about Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh, God.
And she said something to the effect of, you know, it's like you walk into your first Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit and the first thing a lot of people think is, oh, look at all the vaginas.
You can't say that.
And the kids laughed a little.
You can't say
that.
She
got fired, she's saying.
But that's what Georgia O'Keeffe is known for.
Well, and why can't you say vagina to a 13-year-old? It's a.
I don't know.
It's a body part. She didn't say, look at all the cunts hanging on the wall. What is wrong with people? This is the same state
I don't know.
That had that legislator. And the reason I know this is because I read an article about it earlier and they pointed this out. That Michigan's the same state that had, they were trying to run some, we're putting cement in every uterus until marriage law, where they're trying to control women.
Oh yeah!
And one of the Democrats,
we're gonna cement it up
in the legislature there in Michigan.
Yeah,
we did this story on the show. She said, "You guys are worried about this. You should really just stay out of my vagina."
Right.
She was censured and taken off the floor. They voted her off the floor.
Because she said vagina?
Yeah, and one of the Republicans is like, that's so offensive. I can't believe she used that language.
Didn't Trump just say pussy? He called someone a pussy.
Right. Right, 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 right.
I mean, it's so fucking dumb. No, it's Michigan.
Michigan should
do they have anything else to be concerned about in that state? I'm trying to think of the news, what's going on there.
No, they're doing a great job of population control, apparently.
Oh, yes. Can I have some
brown
water?
Population
oh,
control.
Oh, sure. I just want a glass of water. Yeah.
Well, you're going to rent Target out like a motel?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's a very good point. I hadn't even thought about that, Rebecca. There is no reason. You know, Rebecca's got a great point. I hadn't even thought about that.
Stop it!
Oh, wow.
But it's just another old...
He just shifted in his pants a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck Rebecca!
Now he's got another one. I hadn't even thought about that. That's great, Rebecca.
He just said Rebecca had a great point four fucking times in one breath.
Because, yeah, it's a new terror to be worried about.
I didn't think about that stupid angle.
Thought about that.
Oh.
But it's just another alarming permutation of this deal. If you've got a daughter and you don't care for his boyfriend...
Oh, God.
Alarming permutation. Now, he, being a good improv artist, oh, Brian yes. Fisher is going to yes and the fuck out of this one. He's saying, no, I never thought of that. So,
did he do Groundlings?
So, if your daughter is dating a big, giant black man that you don't like.
Oh, yes.
You don't care for his boyfriend.
His.
You don't want them hooking up. You don't
Wait
want them meeting. You
Hold
know
on.
His intentions for
Wait
her.
Second. Wait a second. Is that a little Freudian slip on, Brian
I believe
Fisher's?
It is.
You don't want them hooking up. You don't want them meeting. You know his intentions for her are not good.
Wait a second. Let me back it up a little.
You don't care for his boyfriend.
Yeah, oops.
Oh,
you don't want them hooking up. You don't want them meeting. You know his intentions for her are not good.
Depending
what
on your,
is to,
depends on your viewpoint.
Oh, my God.
Of what's good.
This
you
guy,
know his intentions.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Stop her from arranging a tryst in a fitting room at Target.
You dumb.
He can go into any room he wants.
Fucking
she
asshole.
Can go in there. They can have a certain amount of privacy and then do it. Or in a Target bathroom, go in there and lock the door.
Here comes the music, ooh, by the way.
And have a certain amount of privacy. So, again, you start seeing... The permutations, all the different angles this thing can take, none of which are good, none of which are healthy, none of which are good for the family, none of which are good or sexual integrity and all that kind of thing. And, you know,
sexual integrity.
Sexual integrity.
These are the guys, yeah, when...
he's stupid.
How many preachers getting caught balls deep inside something they shouldn't be?
Oh, yeah.
Stories are there.
Yeah, I'm worried about sexual integrity and that sort of thing. That's what
he just
said.
Sort of scratched the surface about the number of ways these policies can be twisted and perverted for purposes which are not good for anybody.
There you go.
Shut up.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Rebecca, Van Buren.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Does that give you hope for society or what?
Yeah. Congratulations, Rebecca, from Van Buren.
God, I found this Robert Morrow's Twitter. It's not as good. I mean,
did he tone down a little bit? After the speech today, by the way, foreign policy speech that, if you listen to the top of the show
Trump
today,
stammered
that
through.
Lindsey Graham shat upon live tweeting it, set down his mint julep. And
I ain't setting down my drink for nothing.
Wiped the white foam off of his mouth. Wait, do they have foam in mint juleps?
Oh, yes. In his. I'm at foam party.
Ann Coulter.
Oh, God.
Tweeted out.
God damn it.
You know, she also is one of the clingers to the anal hairs of Donald Trump. And she tweeted out, all caps, Kanye style, greatest foreign policy speech since Washington's farewell address.
What?
Greatest foreign policy
she was there,
speech
right?
since Washington's farewell address.
She remembers it. I was there. Little skexies.
Ann Coulter, still apparently giving her opinions out.
Who's the worst Republican we've heard from today? I mean, they're just all so hideous.
Oh, here's an interesting.
I guess Haskell, right? I mean, you know,
this is. I mean, the jizz hasn't even been scraped off of everybody yet from this morning's love fest of Carly Fiorina and Ted Cruz, and they're already unearthing comments that Carly Fiorina made when she was running against Ted Cruz in the primary. And here is one they pulled from Fox News,
Faux news.
Of Carly Fiorina back in last December.
Okay.
She was talking about, let's see. In December, a Ted Cruz surrogate launched a sexist attack against Carly Fiorina, ooh, tweeting that she went full vagina during a debate. This is that guy from Iowa, Steve Deese. He's the talk show host. He's the Rush Limbaugh of Iowa.
He said she's going full vagina.
Said she went full vagina during the debate.
Is that like, you know, do you remember Knight Rider, the first in, you know, the series with David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, sure.
And when they would go turbo boost.
No, would be like, I never watched it.
Turbo boost kit.
I never watched.
Is it similar to going
just remember
full
it.
Vagina?
Not one that was on my.
You never saw that?
No.
I watched.
No, I never watched that one.
I love that. It was a talking car.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Why was there never a crossover? Who wins? The General Lee versus Knight Rider?
Oh, Knight Rider.
What do you mean? I mean, well, Knight Rider, you know.
You know the black car is going to be faster. Here it is from Fox News.
Turbo boost kit.
Fox News with Carly Fiorina is
Lucky.
On with Megyn Kelly Boo. From last December, and she's reacting.
Is she bleeding out of her eyeball?
To Steve Deese saying she went full vagina. But listen to what she says about Ted Cruz.
Full vag.
And breaking tonight, a popular conservative...
Oh, it's my computer.
Radio host in Iowa now apologizing after getting major pushback on social media and from his wife for a sexist tweet he sent out during last night's debate, mocking Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina as going, quote, full V word in her opening remarks.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
Carly Fiorina is here. She's a former.
Wait a second. Why can't we say the word vagina, you assholes?
Know. I'm going full V word. That's pussy.
What is wrong with this country?
No pun intended.
That we can't use the medical term or the scientific term for that body part. We can't even refer to it.
What's the Latin? Is there a Latin term for vagina?
Vagina.
No, no.
Is the Latin term for vagina?
Is it?
Well, yeah. That's probably where it came from.
But it's not like... Siri, what is Latin for vagina? What's a Latin term?
I don't know. Vagina, from the Latin, meaning sheath or scabbard.
Sheath or scabbard. You know what that's like? You remember that? Oh, guy.
Medical Latin, from the specialized use of the Latin word vagina.
You ever see the movie European Vacation starring the late, great Chevy Chase? Oh, he's not dead.
I don't think he's dead. Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Remember that? And he's got that fucking portable translator machine handheld thing.
I remember that one.
They're trying to order something, and he's like, well, I'm going to order a souffle. So he types in the word souffle. He goes, okay, souffle is, they're in Paris. And he's like, souffle is, it's souffle. I don't know why that cracks me up.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Here's
we were looking up the Latin term for vagina.
No, here's Carly Fiorina.
EO of Hewlett-Packard. Carly, good to see you. So, I guess you have to blow this off. You have to act like this doesn't bother you. I'm sorry to even ask you to respond to this, but it's like over and over, people take these sexist shots at you.
Well, I've been called the B word, so now I guess I'm going to be called the V word. What's amazing to me is... I told an American story last night in my opening comments.
You told a big fucking lie, too, a lot of times. About those videos.
Don't call me the V word.
Yeah, and if my family had been anybody that had been hurt at that Planned Parenthood clinic that asshole started slinging lead, saying, they're killing babies, they're selling baby parts, I would be holding this V word
accountable
for her rhetoric. Stochastic terrorism, it's called. Look it up. It's when assholes like this...
What's it called?
Stochastic terrorism. It's a term that's been coined that is an actual process where people like this, people like Trump...
They incite.
...fire up the terrorists. They don't... We're not saying do this, but we're saying... They're killing babies. They're selling baby parts. We abhor violence, but they're killing babies.
That's stochastic as fuck.
Told my story, just like every other candidate has told their story. Mm-hmm. So it's inexplicable to me why this major surrogate of Ted Cruz thought that was playing the V card. But the more important point is this.
Which he's got a point. I mean, he was a flaming asshole, a misogynist, sexist dickwad, which any of us are shocked that a Republican conservative radio host is a misogynist dickwad.
It's hard to listen to Carly Fiorina be right.
Yeah, well, she'll just listen.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, give it a moment.
This gentleman is more than a radio show talk host. He is a major surrogate for Ted Cruz and a major endorser. And this is why Ted Cruz cannot possibly beat Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Well, because, I mean...
Well, isn't that interesting? This is why Ted Cruz cannot possibly beat Hillary Clinton.
But now she's his running mate.
Right.
How do you square that?
Is he responsible for everything his surrogates say?
Well... This is a major member of Ted Cruz's campaign. Ted Cruz relies on him to speak for him. In fact, he was speaking for Ted Cruz last night. So this is the Cruz campaign. And I think we need to be realistic about what we're going to face with Hillary Clinton.
You know, you.
So there you go. Carly Fiorina saying, you know, Ted Cruz isn't going to be able to beat Hillary Clinton because he's a sexist fuck. And now...
Now what,
she's
man?
His running mate. On a losing ticket. I don't get it. He has no path to the nomination. So how could he pick a running mate? Why doesn't Lindsey Graham pick a running mate for laughs?
Why doesn't Kate?
Right.
It's pointless.
It means just as much. So I
mean, are the Republicans... Aren't they going to have this with anybody? They want to... Uses a running mate that...
I'm just baffled by this now naming of a running mate when you have no mathematical possibility. So now it's even more obvious that all they're trying to do is stop Trump.
Right. What? But what? Why? How is this a strategy? Like, what? Where's the strategy here? Is this?
It might not. It's probably not going to work because.
But I don't even understand. Like, what? What's the idea behind it? Is the idea to generate buzz for Cruz, to get him in the headlines, to give him some sort of momentum?
I guess
into the.
He picks the one that Trump really picked on the most with his, look at that face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want that face to be president?
Okay.
And
I guess I can, yeah.
I mean, she's a, you know, you want to pick a VP who's going to be an attack dog, I guess, is what they usually try to do.
Right.
And that's all she did to Trump was attack. She was one of the few who really came out swinging against him right from the start, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But then she spoke about other shits and everybody realized what an asshole she is.
It's weird, man.
So she did great against Trump. She was the only one that had the balls.
Right.
I don't hate to use that term. She had the big swinging unlabioplastied labia.
Oh, yes.
To,
which is fine, by the way.
To take on Trump and throw his shit right back at him.
Yes.
She was the only one. The rest of those pussies on the, no offense to the V word.
Oh, right.
The rest of those weenies.
The V word.
Wouldn't take him on.
Can we,
but then she said that Planned Parenthood
sells
body parts and incited domestic terrorists.
How irresponsible of her.
Right.
It's deplorable.
And then when you call her out on it, she becomes even more heinous and vile and other heads pop out of her shoulders.
She doubles down.
Oh, yeah. Chris Matthews, she had an interview with him one time and he was like, he goes, but they've been proven they're not. Come on, Chris. You know this is going on. You know they're selling baby parts. But they're not. Every investigation has shown. Come on, Chris.
Impossible.
Well, I guess you're okay with the selling of baby parts and body parts. But most of the country finds it abhorrent. And the way they spoke about them. Well, it was untoward the way they spoke about it, but there was nothing illegal.
It's impossible.
It was unseemly.
Yeah, you can't argue with somebody that argues like that.
Right, reality.
They don't have a
reality. Facts, fact checking, truth testing means fuck all
we
to
ain't
them.
Got no
zero. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
Sky's green. No, yeah. It's blue. It's green.
I have something in common with her in that regard, and that's probably the only thing. That will probably conclude the list of things you have in common. She's going through some sexist attacks, and we'll go through more. And you are too. And I know viewers, they don't want to hear it. It's like, okay, whatever. Everybody's got their troubles, but it is a recurring theme.
No. Fox viewers say whatever. Anybody's got their troubles. The rest of us realize
that
there really are sexist, unbased, obviously not any.
There's sexism and racism in the world, and it's got to be dealt with. At Fox News, it's not so much.
And we're the ones decrying that. Yeah. Fox viewers might be the ones, Megan, who are saying, don't worry about it. Everybody's got problems. Sexism.
Yeah, the libs decry it, and the fucking right-wing nut jobs, not only do they ignore it, they make fun of you for bringing it up. They, in fact, call you a racist. If you bring up racism, you're playing the race card.
Right.
You're a racist. Oh, my God.
Or you're playing the V card.
The V card. The vaginal card. Why can't... Can you sound like adults?
Well, that's what I don't get.
Vagina.
Nobody's out there saying...
Vagina!
Saying cunt or pussy or any other horrible term for the female anatomy.
It's a fucking vagina.
Penis.
Vagina.
Can we say penis?
Penis! No. It's like we're in a sandbox. We're all stupid. We're little children running around, afraid of a sky god. What is this,
brother?
What's going on?
Upset by Target's new policy.
Oh shit!
Preventing discrimination against transgender staff and customers. Anti-LGBT activist. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Listen, Dave, I feel so bad for you because you're so fucking dumb. It must be tough, Dave.
He led what ended up being a two-man protest inside a Target store in Ohio.
Fuck you, boy.
He put himself at the entrance to the store with a sign that said, "Caution, men may be in women's restrooms."
Okay. We're all stupid. Dave, you're stupid. I think this is enough evidence. Whoever the alien circling this planet, turn on the ray gun, vaporizes.
Hey, friends, it's, golly, can't believe it already. It's Wednesday afternoon. Want to help pull you out of the weeds. I'm getting ready to go to Target again tonight here in Heath, Ohio.
And, again?
A group of people out.
He's going again?
He got thrown off the property. The police came and escorted him away, and he told the police officers, who said he's being trespassed on store property, he said, well, Target's breaking the law, putting women and girls at risk.
Hey, these people just want to pee, you fucking idiot. You and goddamn simpleton moron.
He told the police. By the way, do you think he was, do you think they shot him?
Oh, yeah.
You think they beat the shit out of him?
No,
not at
all.
For talking back to police?
They're probably like, hey, look, it's Dave Dovermore. I'm going to get my picture of him.
All right, look, Dave, you just got to, your camera's on. I got to push you off Target property, but you come back when I'm not on camera.
Right. Come back and with your sign.
He said,
fucking loser.
Told the cop, as a Christian man, I have a moral obligation to protect the women and children who might be abused in that bathroom.
Oh, fuck your religion.
Coach Dave
set bullshit.
Himself up outside Target to protect the sanctity of the little hoo-has in the bathrooms.
Dave, let me whip out some truth for you. Aquaman, Jesus, equal fucking myth, baby.
I mean,
equal myth.
Can we make any more fun of these assholes
yes.
who are so out of their fucking tiny little pea brains over this bathroom thing?
I think we can at Vile Experience.
Well, I mean, we will.
And
trust
I think
me.
We will.
They're providing us with much fodder.
I mean, it's so dumb. They're all concerned about this bathroom thing.
It's meanwhile, number one in child poverty.
Yeah.
Still with us. I want to encourage all of you to do the same thing. Go to Target. Get them on record as to where they stand. Let them know that you disagree with it. Boycott it. We have a chance to pull this down. But listen, I want to pull you out of the weeds because this isn't about equal rights and gender rights and all that kind of stuff. Just use some common sense here. Transsexuals or whatever they call themselves, they're already going to the bathroom in public bathrooms. They're already doing that. Folks, they're already doing that. This is not about that issue. It's about destroying every modicum of morality in America. That's what the left is intent on.
This is exactly what it's about.
You're so fucking dumb.
Sexual
dumb
anarchy. Now, here's what's at risk.
Ooh, wait,
while they
wait.
Distract us on,
I like
on
that term. Sexual anarchy. What does that mean?
Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Transgender rights and all that stuff. They are getting ready to force this agenda, bathroom agenda, on schools, on churches, on government buildings. Every place you look, those bathrooms are no longer going to be male and female.
So what they're doing they're writing these laws to prevent these transgendered people, like he says, from being discriminated against. They're saying we prefer that you not pass a law that says you can't use that bathroom because you are a transgender person.
Right, right. Yeah.
He says, well, they're already using the bathroom, so it's no big deal. But this is who it's targeted for.
God,
this is who you're going after.
So stupid.
They're saying that by passing laws to prevent discrimination against the LGBT community, you're actually blowing the doors to the bathroom open to all the evil male predators out there. All the kid diddlers.
I mean, I got to tell you, this issue and the right's reaction to it is...
They called a special session in North Carolina.
A
special session. They came back a day early because they were losing their minds over the fact that their city, democratically elected officials
it's
of the
unreal,
city,
man.
Voted to include LGBT protections in their city non-discrimination law. And the asshole theo-fascists of the North Carolina legislature lost their Christo cunts.
How did it? I've lost me Christo cunt. Have you seen it?
They're going to be whatever they call them. Now, I don't have a problem if they want to have single sex and you go in there and you lock a door. That's fine. But don't call a woman's bathroom and a men's bathroom and a men's bathroom and not let it be one. Please understand this. This is so critical that we.
Meanwhile, it's driving me crazy. He's doing this like with selfie
critical.
In selfie mode.
And the framing is awful. It's like you could see from his nose to the top of his stupid baseball cap with the Lord Jesus cross on it.
Push back at this time in this place right now, because if we don't raise an uproar against Target and against this transgender stuff, all this stuff that's going on.
Whoa, he just said it's not about that. So you fucking lied, you asshole.
So what is it about?
Where's the Christians tell the truth bullshit?
Yeah,
I thought thou shalt not bear false witness.
But then what is it about?
But he just said it's not about that.
Yeah,
he said it's about opening the bathrooms to predators because transgender are already using the bathrooms. But now he just says this is about stopping the perversion.
This is so critical that we push back at this time in this place right now, because if we don't raise an uproar against Target and against this transgender...
If we don't raise an uproar against Target and this transgender stuff.
Yeah,
all this stuff that's going on, if we don't rise up against it now, they're going to get to our legislatures and they are going to inculcate into the law the idea that there are gender-neutral bathrooms and anybody can go to any bathroom anywhere.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What did he say?
By the way.
Inculcate,
yeah. What's wrong with gender-neutral bathrooms?
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
I don't give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
I prefer single-person bathrooms. Oh, I don't want to go to the bathroom with anybody.
God. Me too. I don't even... Listen, I don't like going to the... Using a public restroom.
Right. I don't think there are many who do.
Except gross.
Except Christians who apparently think there's all kinds of fucking going on in bathrooms. It's all that's happening.
Yeah, there is. It's called our old white legislature. Lawmakers are fucking in the bathrooms. What's that guy?
My daughter.
Yeah, the closeted ones are getting together in the bathrooms.
Daughters, my wife, they do not forfeit their right to have privacy in the bathroom because somebody else wants to violate their right by saying, well, I'm a woman today. Oh. Open your eyes. This is not about equality. We are for equal rights, not special rights.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the bullshit trope that they use, not special rights. You're by giving them same-sex marriage, you're giving them special rights. That one I really don't understand because yeah. I don't know how they justified that one. You know how they did? They came up with that. I can only think of the word retarded. It's just so retarded. Well, that retarded argument of, well, they're free to get married to someone of the opposite sex.
Oh, jeez.
If a gay man wants to get married, he can marry any woman he wants. If a lesbian wants to get married, she can marry any man she wants.
You're free to do whatever we say.
Right.
God. What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, I know, it's just annoying. Here's the rest of Coach Dave.
And for too long, we've allowed those who hide behind those initials, LBGTQRFs, TUVWXYZ, who hide behind those letters for too long.
I do kind of agree with him on that.
What do you mean?
It may be getting a little extensive. There's a couple of versions of that anagram that's like LGBTQI.
Right.
We could tone those down a little bit.
We've allowed them to get special rights. We are against special rights. We're for equal.
But you're for special rights for Christians, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Christians should be able to pray in school. Christians should be able to pray before city council meetings. Christians should be able to put up their ridiculous Ten Commandments in whatever civil building they want.
And it's more than that, dude. Christians should be able to have their fucking religion taught as goddamn science.
Right.
In a public school.
Right.
All right. Let's stand now against this diabolical ruling at Target, other places. Let's stand up now.
What a hypocritical piece of shit.
Diabolical.
I mean, seriously.
The transgender
We're against special privileges, says the perpetually persecuted Christian.
Oh, yes. With your dumbass baseball hat. Hey, Dave, you know what? Why don't you wear that baseball hat right up your fucking ass? Shove it up your ass, stupid.
Slip that cap over your prostate, motherfucker.
Hey, them diabolical trans lives matter movement. He calls it diabolical. Diabolical. You know who's diabolical? Like all the fucking villains from those Marvel superhero movies. Those people are diabolical.
No, us liberals who want all the pristine little Christian girls to be violated. We're diabolical.
Ooh.
God, did Carnes?
They're done. They're fucking in them changing rooms in Target.
I think Carly Fiorina sang something. One of the headlines that just popped up says...
It was Carly Jepsen.
Says, Twitter is teeing off on Carly Fiorina for joining Cruz and her singing.
Oh, shit. What does she sing, man? She like heart?
His... Cruz's presidential aspirations were the butt of online jokes yet again on Wednesday. Instead of being mocked for pandering, which he got yesterday when... Did you hear the shit he did in Indiana?
What did he do?
God, that, you know the movie Hoosiers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gene Hackman,
on a lot of people's list of the top sports movies of all time.
Absolutely.
I believe the Daily Upper Decker.
By the way, there's a brand new Daily Upper Decker tonight at 8 p.m. on the Crab Diving Network.
That's glad you reminded me of that tonight on the Crab Diving Network. But
the deck.
In Hoosiers, there's a scene where Gene Hackman tells them to measure the height of the basketball net.
Okay.
And then he famously tells his underdogs.
Right, right.
It's the same height here as it is in the national championships or whatever. It's the same height everywhere. And so Ted Cruz, in the middle of one of his stupid speeches in some gym, said, "Look over there." And he had some asshole measuring the fucking height
of
the basketball court.
God.
And he said, "How tall is that?" And he said, 10 feet. It's the same height as in New York City. But then his metaphor, he was like, but people don't realize that Hoosiers can do anything. And the crowd was like,
okay.
Yay.
What is your weird contrived basketball metaphor?
Yeah, it was massive fail.
What does that have to do with
and
dick?
He was raked over the fucking coals online for it, rightfully so. But so fresh from that mocking, now he's being trounced on the internet for picking Carly Fiorina as his running mate.
It's a great pick for him.
And B, apparently it says the harsh reaction from Twitter users only intensified after Fiorina's decision to start singing on stage.
Oh my God.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day, we get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song. But they have four verses, Caroline and Catherine. Love you, girls.
What fucking song is that? What is that?
Somebody tweeted out, "Every plant in my house just died."
God, that's funny. What fucking song is that?
Is
the internet telling us? Because I can't tell.
I think
listening.
It's a children's song that she's heard. She heard Ted Cruz sing or something because she was mentioning Ted Cruz's daughter. Aren't those Ted Cruz's daughters?
Is it the Wheels on the Bus?
After Cruz's introduction of Fiorina and her singing about to his kids.
Oh, God.
I'm confused. Is she running for VP or Cruz family nanny? Somebody tweeted.
Hilarious.
Please, what is happening? Please stop singing.
Yeah, really.
Fiorina is singing. It's extremely creepy.
Ooh.
These are all the tweets that are going on.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't a song Fiorina was singing. It was some sort of hex. Here you go, y'all. Fiorina and her singing only took 2 minutes to turn into the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, really?
How
does she take care of her singing voice?
I really don't fucking... Somebody needs to explain to me the Ted Cruz picking Carly Fiorina as his running mate logic. Because
does she drink fetal smoothies?
I just don't fucking get it at all. How is...
To keep her voice in shape.
How is it going to sway anybody to his side?
Just to go on record, it has not swayed me.
Nor me.
Okay.
So 100%
the crabs
of the crab diving voting electorate.
We are not impressed.
Is not impressed.
How stupid.
Yeah.
What crazy. What a great day for Republicans. Jesus Christ. Ted Cruz picks some limp dick running mate. It's not worth shit.
Oh, damn it.
Denny Hastert did.
You know what I didn't get to is we teased yesterday.
Crab Diving Tees.
The power duet of Alex Jones and Pastor Manning. I didn't get to that. I apologize, everyone. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Crab Diving Retees.
Crab Diving 3Tees.
We're going to retease it.
We'll also get to the story that just popped up that's probably going to drive me crazy.
What is it?
Oklahoma court rules that forced oral sex is not rape if victim is unconscious from drinking.
Come on. What? I mean, it's not funny, but it's like so stupid. That's heinous. Wait a second. I fall asleep. I've had too many drinks.
Somebody stuck his dick in a passed out girl's mouth.
Shouldn't the government?
And the judge, apparently the court ruled.
Listen,
that.
Well, that's big government.
That it doesn't count because she was drunk.
Shouldn't the government protect me from being mouth raped if I'm asleep? Isn't that the bare fucking minimum? I don't want to be mouth raped.
And
it's
people
America.
Are saying, you know, the plain meaning of forced oral sodomy includes taking advantage of a victim to intoxicated to consent, what we all say.
The word forced.
This decision said.
Forced.
This trial judge who dismissed the case said forcible sodomy cannot occur where a victim is so intoxicated as to be completely unconscious at the time of the sexual act of oral copulation. So he's saying because she was so passed out drunk.
Yeah. The what?
The dick finding itself in her mouth apparently is not forcible sodomy because she consented to getting so drunk or something like that.
Oh, I see.
So it's now, a typical Republican victim blaming.
Now your mouth is a fucking bona fide cock garage. Great.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
That's so fucking stupid.
5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast.
What is wrong with you?
Don't forget to download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Crabdiving.com. Leave a good review if you do. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy something at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here a whole hell of a lot.
That's right.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when at Rated R Comedy. And the Twitter, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Think listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.